There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den. My name is Sean Wolfswinkel.
And I'm Joni Wolfswinkel. Welcome back, everyone.
And we also have Brett Moses making this all happen. So it's been a fun day.
Yeah, it's been a great day out filming at one of our construction sites, new construction sites with Steve Rosenberg and Bigger Pockets. So talking about our operations. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was good. It was we're doing a lot more these days with, you know, different members within Bigger Pockets. Yeah. And then, you know, we have a book coming out. We have a chapter inside that book. It's Ken Corsini's book, which if you guys don't know, he was on Flipper Flop Atlanta. He wrote a book for Bigger Pockets
Profit Like the Pros.
Yeah. So we're one of the pros that was in that chapter.
We're one of the contributors. So,
So that's coming out soon. And then we were working with Steve today, for the podcast for Bigger Pockets on, just what we got going on in mm-hmm. Houston and one of our new construction and duplexes. And so it was fun to
kind of go through from the new construction phase to already completed stage and renting out the property and having several applicants on a property. So it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's good. I think it'd be good for us to people to see what we do. They did great, production mm-hmm. and filming. So I think we got captured what we do and the essence of what we do, but it'll lead into what we're talking about today, which is, I think, and there's a way, there's a segue into why we're doing this. So I think with today's episode is going to be, I will do today what others won't so I can live tomorrow like others can't. And you hear this slogan and you hear this thrown around. And
popular quote there.
Yeah, but it I don't know if people really truly grasp. And if you've noticed or you've been listening for a while to our podcast, you'll see this. Motto kind of embedded mm-hmm. in what we do and what we talk about. So, but it goes into what we did today because people see the filming and everything that we did.
Behind the scene things, but they don't really look at what we've done to get there.
Or they see the finish where we are today and they see these homes being built and they see, you know, the construction crews out there and all and everything, all this mm-hmm. commotion, all this stuff going on, and they see a finished product. They don't realize sacrifices. Like, yeah, everything that went, they don't realize that everybody wants to get there quickly, right. But they don't realize the things that we had to do yesterday
or technically
10 years ago to get to that moment. And
that happened with mentoring as well. When we used to mentor students, it was like, you know, they saw all the houses that we were buying. They're like, oh, well, I thought this was like, I actually have to physically go knock on the door and, you know, meet with the homeowner. And we have the saying 5 minutes or 5 hours. It didn't matter how long you stayed with that, you know, homeowner to try to get the deal. Correct. And they couldn't see that, you know, working those long hours to become successful.
So, I mean, there's many facets to that. Mm-hmm. And as far as like doing what to do today so that you can live tomorrow like others can't. But we're going to get into some points and just, you know, things that we've noticed and things that we've done. So like the first one is, you know, you got to be willing to sacrifice now to succeed tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And this can go into many different avenues. So it could be as an entrepreneur, it could be, you know, do you just going to school and becoming, you know, like my brother or parents, you know, for instance, they sacrificed many years in college and medical school and residency and fellowships and all that, which is a huge sacrifice today. So right. that, you know, and then they're going to be everybody just sees the plastic surgeon or the
making you know, money.
Yeah. And they don't realize that, man, they endured a lot of stuff. They went through way more schooling than I would have ever gone through to get there.
But that was his, I'm speaking with my brother-in-law. That's his goal though. That's what he wanted to do.
Correct. Yeah. But people don't realize that he endured all that. They just see the end product. And
right.
So, because it's kind of counterculture, mm-hmm. I think, to today. Everybody wants it now. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants, especially with social media, they see the riches, the assets, the money, all that stuff. And it's like, well, I want that now. Mm-hmm. I want to have, but they don't realize.
They don't really show the nitty gritty of actually getting it done.
Unless you steal it or win the lottery or something like that. It's not realistic that you're going to, it takes a lot of sacrifice and upfront of doing things mm-hmm. and doing things that sometimes aren't fun or just doing the things that are required in order to get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
So, just a couple of things that go with that one about sacrificing, you know, live below your means. So have a budget, invest heavily, invest a portion of your earned income. This kind of goes into last week's podcast as well. Right. Don't get into a lot of debt. Mm-hmm. So don't, you know, delay gratification again. Watch your debt so that you mm-hmm. have the resources, money to be able to invest or to, start a business, invest, go to school if you want to become like a professional. There's many other areas. Build a business now or just learn.
Yeah, so continue to learn. Be a student for life.
Correct.
We talked about that last week as well.
Exactly. Or going to work for somebody and you might have to sacrifice or take a big pay cut in order to learn something from somebody and then, you know, grow it or take it and use that into your own business mm-hmm. eventually. But, you have to make some sacrifices up front. Second point was don't be average.
Right. Don't be average. I mean, level up, people. I mean, you know, there are some scary statistics out there. So a couple things like emergency savings, like 46% of Americans couldn't cover a $400 emergency expense. That's pretty scary, right? And 1 out of 3 Americans have no retirement savings whatsoever. And most Americans are, like you said, you know, they have a lot of debt. They're heavy on credit cards. So don't be average.
So do today what others won't. Like, don't get into that debt to have that TV, that car, the house. Sacrifice mm-hmm. now, because the more you sacrifice now, the more you can reinvest or back into your business, back into just investments and grow it quickly. So passive investments, real estate has been our path, has been our, what we've used for our retirement.
Yeah.
It's what mm-hmm. Our business models are based on, because we either sell investment properties or manage investment properties for investors. So, and real estate investing is a very long-term, slow strategy.
Exactly.
So there's no get rich quick method, and it takes time building that out mm-hmm. and it's one of those things, I'll do today what others won't, so I can live tomorrow. It's like, I can't. Well, like, people don't see 20 years down the road when that property's paid for, it's appreciated, you know, and doubled in value. Now you have the wealth and the cash and you can retire and you have all that, but people don't realize
it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen overnight.
You took 20 years of managing, you know, your property manager to get there. Mm-hmm. You took there of investing in real estate, taking risks, getting in debt to get there.
Absolutely.
All those up front.
Right.
And do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah. I think that's my biggest pet peeve is, you know, when somebody says they're going to do something and then you don't do it. Right. If you say you're going to do something, do it. I mean, you're only failing yourself when you don't.
Correct. And, that comes in every aspect of life, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it be investing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't say commitment. I'm going to do something if I'm not committed to it. Like, correct. If you commit to it, get it done.
And that could even come into like fitness. I know that's a big one for you. And like, you'll do today what others won't. You've committed to fitness. You've committed to
eating healthy,
your body and all that. And so, like, again, we both get up at 5:30 in the morning and work out.
Regardless if you're having a bad day or not, you still wake up. Yeah, you might not have the best workout, but you're committed to working, you're getting up at 5:15 and sticking to that plan.
Yeah. And I'm obviously married to a very beautiful woman. So like, and you, but it, you don't, you, not, nothing, you have great genes, but, and then this is nothing to knock you, but you also work, you do today, you know, or you've done every day what it takes to get your body like that, you in that, in the condition you're in, but it's something you're willing to do and endure that a lot of people aren't willing to do. They just see the end product of you and like, wow, I wish I could have that body, but they don't realize, well, you, every day you've been getting up that early.
And I guess, I mean, that's kind of goes into our next point of be a part of change and embrace the change, right? Like, you know, you can't expect to get somewhere by doing the same thing over and over again. Yeah, I had two kids. I mean, I can't help that. But what I can help is doing something about it. Right.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. And we're speaking to ourselves right now, too. Don't get me wrong. Because, yeah, I'd, you know, just last night, we were, the ice cream guy came by and, man, that ice cream sandwich
it was so good. It did look good. And it's sometimes hard to resist. I'm like, how many calories does that have in it?
Yeah, whole meal.
But
and then be solutions oriented. So
yeah. And I think where I was coming with that is, you know, if you're going to, and again, my staff knows that they're not going to come to me without a solution. Like, don't complain about it. I want solutions. How are you going to fix that, right? Like, it's useless to complain about it.
So, and and we're not perfect at this. Don't get us wrong, but we like you to, if you come with us to, with a problem, right? We want you to also let us know what your solution was to that problem. And then once you implemented it, what was the result of that? Mm-hmm. That's what we would like to hear. So like, okay, I had this problem. Here's what I came up with and here's what I did. And then you're like, okay, and then you have the result. Now, if it was a negative result, well, okay, what could we have done differently? Maybe I would have done this change, but at least, you know, we've learned from that. And it might be they just come with a problem and here's the solution I present, mm-hmm. and then we just give our feedback, but at least, but don't come to us just with a problem and not a solution.
Yeah, and I mean, it happens in the best of all of us, and even in couples. Like, I sometimes come to you, I'm like, look, like, you know, this is what's going on. And sometimes you have to put me in my place and be like, Joni, like, you know, well, what are you going to do about it? Right. I mean, so, I mean, it happens to the best of all of us.
I put you in the, that's a whole nother podcast. Yeah. I think we've already talked a lot about it already. Like,
sometimes we put Brett in uncomfortable positions, like arguing today on like my car being dirty. Well, yeah, I have two kids. Come on. Like.
So we're filming, right? And the first thing I not only let you know before I left the house, then I text you and said, hey, you need to make sure the car's cleaned up, ready to go. We get there, it's like, I open the door and stuff's falling out. I'm like,
well, most moms would know that. I mean, it's, you know, when you're working full time, I mean, I'm not complaining about it. I get that, but.
Yeah. It's a whole conversation. And then practice. What did you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you can't expect to be good at something if you're not putting the work, right? I mean, most athletes, I mean, yeah, there's talented athletes out there, but at the same time, like, most of them are talented because they put in the work. So, I mean, if you want to be good at something and, you know, you want to be successful at something, you got to practice.
Yeah.
No, practice makes perfect.
Absolutely. And that's, there was a, I saw it on, I don't know where I saw it, Facebook or YouTube or somewhere just yesterday. There was it was Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, mm-hmm. and they were you know, having a conversation. It was after now that Peyton Manning's already retired, and what was his name? What did he say?
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, and so Tom Brady was he was talking to Peyton Manning. He was like, hey. He's all, people don't realize I was picked 190, you know, second. I wasn't a first round pick. Uh-huh. And he was saying, but every time I stepped on that field, it was my opportunity. It was my opportunity to shine. And like that goes into, I'm willing to do today what others won't so I can live tomorrow like others can't. He took that opportunity. He took today and every day and he practiced. And then when he got his opportunity, he took advantage of that opportunity and did today what others won't. And then obviously the story is, you know, he's the greatest. He's the GOAT. So, I mean, that just shows you, again, what practice.
Right.
So, anything else you want to
finish? That's it. Well, thank you guys for watching Inside the Wolf's Den, and leave us a review.
And subscribe, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good week, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.